U.S. military doctors have traditionally relied on painkillers and other Western medicine to treat injured soldiers, but one branch of the armed forces is now using acupuncture to help soldiers manage chronic pain. Stephanie Marutis from member station WHYY has this report.
Severe headaches, sleepless nights, memory loss. Those are some of the symptoms 26-year-old Army soldier Stephanie Boyett experiences nearly every day. She suffers from traumatic brain injury and develops symptoms after being injured in a roadside attack 2 years ago in Iraq. Boyett takes medications, but she says they often leave her incapacitated.
I have a hiatal hernia too, so my stomach gets very upset, so I'll have to lay down. I can't do anything. If I get up, I'll throw up.
Her doctor at Bethesda Naval Medical Center suggested she see acupuncturist Stephen Burns. The Air Force colonel started treating Boyett at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. Inside a small room, Boyett sits on a table as Burns inserts needles in her ears. He also clicks an electric quartz crystal device, which looks like a pen, along different points of her body.
So how's that headache?
It's good. Anyway.
It's gone?
Yeah, it is. Just like last time.
Burns used to be a family practitioner and became a full-time acupuncturist 2 years ago. He was inspired by Colonel Richard Niemzow, who set up the Air Force's acupuncture clinic in 2002. Niemzow makes weekly rounds at Walter Reed.
Did I hurt you?
No. I'm very good with needles.
Niemzow is treating 24-year-old Army soldier Jack Schumacher in his hospital bed. He sticks tiny needles, which are smaller than a centimeter, along specific points of his ears. Schumacher's right leg was amputated below the knee after being injured in a roadside attack in Afghanistan in May.
What would you say your pain level is right now, sir?
I'd say it's 4.
What did it start?
It started at 5.
But it's a comfortable...
It's manageable, yeah, definitely. Even though I can feel in the leg that's not there, I can still feel it's pulsing.
Schumacher closes his eyes as Niemzow inserts more needles that will naturally fall out in several days. Compared to the painkillers he's taking, Schumacher says acupuncture relieves his pain quicker and doesn't make him loopy.
I don't know if it has a lasting effect because my body goes through a lot of ups and downs between that. But short term is definite change. I'm sitting here and my body really is at like a euphoric state.
Exactly how acupuncture works to relieve pain is still unclear. According to the National Institutes of Health, more research and testing is needed. When Dr. Niemzow started doing acupuncture, he faced skepticism from military physicians and says he still does. But he has the support of the Air Force, which runs the military's only acupuncture clinic.
What you see now is a mushroom effect of a conservative Department of Defense that now finds themselves involved in alternative and complementary medicine.
The Air Force cautions acupuncture is not a substitute for traditional medicine. Colonel Arnis Pak is the Medical Corps Director for the Air Force's Surgeon General's Office.
It has minimal to no complications and minimal to no interactions with any known drugs or pharmaceuticals. The fact that we can use these techniques and markedly reduce or even totally relieve pain, I have to admit that oftentimes is incredibly convincing.
The Air Force's Dr. Richard Niemzow is currently training 50 military doctors how to use acupuncture. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Marutis in Washington.